Shalom to all. Today's office buff and Seyadaf Yodalad, and we are starting about the 10th line with the words Omar Shmuel. And today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Mars Merim Sar Basav Yaakov Maisha, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Lila Nishmas, Mars Rivka Basav Meir Zev, Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Then we go back to the Mishnah and explain Shitas Rabbanon. The Gemara tells us, Omar Shmuel says, My time to Rabbanon. What's Rabbanon's reasoning? Meaning, why is it the Rabbanon say in the Mishnah that no matter what type of shtar was found, whether it has Achrayas or even if it doesn't have Achrayas, it's not allowed to be returned? And the answer is, Savi the Rabbanon hold, Achrayas to Seferhu. That Achrayas, a guarantee that's usually written on a shtar, even if it's not written there, that's just attributed to the mistake of the cipher. In other words, when Reuven borrows from Shimon, his properties are automatically meshubit to be used for the loan payment, and Shimon would be allowed to take them away from Lekuchais, and that's even though this wasn't written expressly in the shtar. We attribute the fact that there's no achrayas written in here to the cipher's mistake, to'o cipher, and that's why the rabbanon say a shtar is never allowed to be returned, even though it doesn't have achrayas, because every shtar has achrayas built into it. However, Amarli Rav Bar Isa, the Rav Idbar Avin, Umiyamar Shmuel, Hachita Shmuel really say that? Vamar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Shavach, Shafar, Vishibud, Tzar. And when we're talking about these three things, the cipher has to ask whether or not they should be written in the shtar. Let's just explain what this is referring to. So when Reuven sells a field, the cipher needs to ask the parties about these things. Number one is shavach. If the property is taken away from lekeach by a bal chayv of Reuven's, shavach would mean that not only will Reuven reimburse the buyer for the purchase, but he'll even pay him for any improvements that he made in the field. Shafar is a lashon of choice, as in like good or top, the best. And this refers to that if the property is taken from the buyer, Reuven will not reimburse him with money, but he's going to give him a choice property instead. And shibud is what we're discussing over here, that if the field is taken from the buyer, all of Reuven's properties owned at the time of the sale are meshubit to the buyer. Even if Reuven sold them afterwards, this buyer can take them away. So we clearly see that shibud, or achrayas nechasim, that's basically the same thing, has to be asked about, and therefore if it's not written in a shtar, we assume that it's not part of the shtar. Question on Shmuel. And therefore, lema man to amar ha, lo amar ha, does that mean that we're going to say that Amira, who quoted Shmuel in this way, is not the same Amira that quoted Shmuel in the other memra, and there's machlekes amirayim, what Shmuel holds? So Gemara says, like Kasha, no, it's not a problem. That there's no machlekes Amayroim, what Shmuel holds. Kamishtar Halva, this original member of the Shmuel had said that Achrayas Toho Seferhu, that's talking about a Shtar Halva, a loan document, the loy of Inish Zuzi Bichdi, because a person doesn't give money for nothing. A lender's not going to lend his money without Achrayas, so even though there's no Achrayas Nechasim written in the Shtar, we say that's Toho Sefer, and for sure he lent it only with Achrayas. Whereas Kamim Echel Memkar, the second member from Shmuel, is talking about buying and selling, the Ovid Inish is Ovid Aral Yayme. A person actually will purchase a property for a day, which basically means that a person will purchase a property even though there is no guarantee, there's no insurance policy. And that if it's taken away from him, he's not going to get reimbursed by the seller. And where do we see that Shmuel paskins this? Kehid Avu Bar Ihi, Zavin Alisim Al Chase, Avu Bar Ihi bought an upper level of a house from his sister, Asbal Chayv, Tarfamine, a Bal Chayv of his sister came and took it away from him. So, like Mezmar Shmuel, he went to Shmuel, Amrle, Shmuel asked him, Kazvil Chachrayas, did she write Achrayas for you? So, Amrle, he told him, Loi, there's no Achrayas written in the Shtar. So, Amrle, Shmuel told him, Imkain, if that's so, Zil Shlama, go in peace. You don't have a case over here because your Shtar didn't have Achrayas written in it. So, Amrle, Avu Bar Ihi asked him, Valmar, Huda Amar, you yourself said that Achrayas Toho Sefer Hu, that even though there's no Achrayas written in a shtar, that's just attributed to mistake of the cipher, and really every shtar comes with Achrayas. So Amrle, Shmuel told him, Hanimili B'shtar Yalva, that's only when we're talking about a loan document, Afal B'shtar Mechel Memker, but when we're talking about buying and selling, Loi, we don't say that Achrayas Toho Sefer, the Ovid Inish to Zavin Aral Yame, because a person will buy a property even for a day, and therefore you have no claim. So we clearly see from here that in Shita Shmuel himself, there's a difference between a loan and a purchase. Now we're going to have a number of cases of Mechel Memker. Amar Abaye Abaye says, Reuven Shmachar Sadal Shimon Be'achrayas, Reuven sold a field to Shimon Be'achrayas. So again, that means that if it's taken away from Shimon, Reuven has to reimburse him. Uba Bal Chayv to Reuven v'katar flamine, and Bal Chayv Reuven's is coming to Shimon to take away the field from him. Dina hu da'azel Reuven m'shtay dina ba'day. The din is that Reuven's allowed to get involved over here, and he's allowed to make some sort of claim to his Bal Chayv, trying to get him away from the field to prevent him from taking away from Shimon. V'loy matzi amarle, and Reuven's Bal Chayv can't tell him, La'v bal dvarim didiyat, you're not a legal part of this discussion over here. I'm taken away from Shimon, not from you. D'amarle, because Reuven could tell him, Demafkas mine, if you take it away from him, Alai didi hadar, he's going to come to me. So therefore, Reuven is allowed to get involved over here. And Ikadamri, some say, Afil shaloi b'achrayas nami, that even if Reuven had sold his property to Shimon without achrayas, and that means that even if it's taken away from Shimon, he's not going to be able to go back to Reuven. Still, Reuven is allowed to get involved. Damarle, because Reuven could tell the Bal Chayv, Loi nichali del havi Shimon tarumis alai. It's not good for me that Shimon's going to have complaints against me. You're right, even though Shimon's not going to be able to get reimbursed from me, still, I'm not interested in Shimon walking around having complaints against me that I sold him a field that was taken away from him. And another case from Rabbi Abaye said, Reuven shemachal sata l'shimon shaloi b'achrayas, Reuven sold a field to Shimon, shaloi b'achrayas, there was no insurance policy, no guarantee, v'yatu alei asikin, and then there was a sikin that came out about this field. People came to Shimon claiming that it was really their field, and it was never Reuven's field in the first place, and that's why you have to hire a good title company to do your work for you. So actually, if Shimon had not made a chazaka in the field yet, yodaron beis atab yachal achzer boy, so he could be chazer from the sale, because he could say, I'm not interested in dealing with this, and he could just be mivatal the entire thing. However, if Shimon already made a chazaka in the field, ain't he can't be chazer from the sale. Because Rumi Katel Shimon, chazer the kitchri, sarvus the kiblas. You saw and realized that this was a bag full of knots. In other words, you bought a property without achrayas. So you knew that you were very potentially opening yourself up to issues. And here you have it. You got issues, and that's not my responsibility. And we just ask him, Amos, I have a chazaka. When is it considered that Shimon, the buyer, made a chazaka on the field? And the answer is, Mechidai Shemetri, from when he walked around the borders and he made some sort of change to them. Maybe he raised them or did something different, and that's considered a chazaka. Now, Ikdamri, some say, Afil Bachrayas Nami, that even if Reuven had sold the field to Shimon Bachrayas, and that means that there's a guarantee over here, and Reuven would have to reimburse Shimon if it gets taken away from him. Still, Reuven's allowed to say, Tough luck, you have to stick with this field. Darmalay, because he could tell him, Achvi Tirfa Chvashamlach, show me your Shtar Tirfa, show me that this property was actually taken away from you, and then I'll reimburse you. But until then, you have to deal with the whole hassle of going to Beis Din and proving that it's your field, and that it was really mine, and I was allowed to sell it to you, and it's not these people's, and up until it's taken away from you, I'm not getting involved. Now the Gemara begins a long discussion about another case. Itmar was stated, Reuven sold the field to Shimon, and it turns out that it wasn't Reuven's field, it was really Levi's field. Maybe Reuven stole it, maybe somebody else stole it, but Reuven sold the field to Shimon that wasn't his. And the field was taken away from Shimon, and now Shimon's going back to Reuven, claiming reimbursement. So Rav Amarav says, Yashlei Mois v'yashlei Shavach, that not only does he get his mois, his money back that he spent on the field, but he also gets to claim Shavach, improvements that he made to the field. Let's say he improved the field by $10, he put in a fence or something like that, so he can claim that as well from Reuven. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Mois yashlei Shavach ein loy, that he can only claim his money, but he cannot claim Shavach. Now, Bami name Rav Huna, that's Rav Huna, Pir Shlei Shavach Mahu. Let's say when Reuven, the seller, sold this field to Shimon, he expressly said that I'm going to repay you even for Shavach if this field gets taken away. So what's a halacha? On one hand, we would say that Tamad Shmuel Mishum Dolei Pir Shivcha, that the only reason why Shmuel said that he doesn't get reimbursed for the Shavach is because the seller, Reuven, never expressed, I will repay you for the Shavach if it gets taken away. But Bahach over here in this scenario, Apirishla, he did say very clearly that he'll repay him. I don't know, perhaps, Tamad Shmuel, maybe Shmuel's reason why one can't collect your Shavach is Kivan de Lesley Karka, since at the end of the day, there's no Karka here. This wasn't Reuven's Karka in the first place. Merci Karibis, so this whole exchange looks like Ribis. Because since the Karka isn't actually Reuven's, this entire exchange of money is very similar to a loan. Shimon gave Reuven money, ostensibly for a piece of land, but again, that land wasn't his. And then after some time, Reuven is just returning that money and a little bit more. So that seems just like Ribis. It seems like interest. And according to that side, Shimon would never be allowed to get reimbursed for Shavach. So Amaluhu Reuven responded to them, in yes, Vilav, and then he said no, Virafi Biade, it was weak in his hand, which means he didn't really have a clear answer. And now we continue discussing this. Itmar was stated, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Rav Nachman said b'shem Shmuel. And let's remember that it's Rav Nachman that's saying this, because we're going to be discussing his shita throughout the Gemara. Ma'is Yashlai, Shavach Einlai. The buyer, who over here we're calling Shimon, when he had the land taken away from him and he's going back to the seller, to Reuven, to get reimbursed, he only gets reimbursed for his money, but not for the Shavach, not for the improvements to the land. And that's Afal Pisha Pirshalai Shavach, even though Reuven said expressly, we'll repay you for any Shavach that's taken away from you, still Shimon can't collect it. My time, why is that? Kim to Karka Einlai, since it's not Reuven's Karka at all, Schar Ma'isav Oimid Venaitel, it turns out that he's just getting paid for his money. Again, like we just explained previously, Shimon gave Reuven money, Reuven's holding on to that money, and then later on, when he gives that money back to Shimon, he's giving him more than he received. And that's like Shimon getting paid extra for allowing Reuven to hold on to his money and use it. And that's a classic case of Ribis. But now, Isra Rav Nachman, Rav asked Rav Nachman, we have a mission that tells us, Ein Matzin L'Achilas Peres, U'L'Shevach Karkoiz, U'L'Mazan U'Yishav Abanois, Menachasim Meshubadim. Then when these things, which will be discussed, are being taken away, they're being collected, one is not allowed to take them from Menachasim Meshubadim. M'B'nei Tekken Oilam, because of Tekken Oilam. Now, what do we learn from here? M'Mishabdi Hudulai Mafkinon, that when a person's collecting these things, he's not allowed to take them from Menachasim Meshubadim, Havim Mechairin, Mafkinon. But it's mashma that he is allowed to collect these things from Nechasim Bnei Chayrin. Uktani Mia, and at any rate, what does this mission teach us? L'Shevach Karkois, the one collects for Shevach Karkois. My Lab L'Kech Migazlin, isn't this talking about the case that we've been discussing, when one bought from a Gazlin, namely when Shimon bought a stolen property from Reuven and was taken away by the real owner Levi, Shimon can collect reimbursement for his improvements made to the land? And so we clearly see in this Mishnah, not like Rav Nachman. So answer the lawyer, Baal Chayv. We're talking about the case of Baal Chayv, meaning Shimon had bought a property from Reuven and it was really Reuven's property, but it was taken away by Levi because Reuven owed Levi money. And it's in this case that Shimon's allowed to claim reimbursement from Reuven, even for the Shavach. Ask more, Ibn Baal Chayv, if you want to say the Mishnah is talking about a case of Baal Chayv, Eim Reisha. Take a look at the Reisha of the Mishnah. What did we say? Eim Atzin La'achilas Peiros. No collecting for Achilas Peiros. Now, but Ibn Baal Chayv Mi'is La'Peiri. Does Baal Chayv get to collect Peiros? He doesn't collect Peiros. He only collects the land itself, but not Peiros. V'amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, Baal Chayv Gavis HaShavach. Baal Chayv, when he's taking away land for his loan, he's allowed to collect for Shavach, for the improvement, and we learn from here, Shavach Hinaval Peiros Loi. So we see that Baal Chayv doesn't get Peiros. El Pshita because of an exile. It must be this case of the Mishnah is talking about a case of Gazel and Igzal. The Reish of Gazel and Igzal, and from the fact that the Reish of the Mishnah is talking about Gazel and Igzal, Seif and I have Gazel and Igzal. The Seif is also talking about Gazel and Igzal. And what do we just establish in the Seifa? That we do collect for Shavach, clearly not like Reb Nachman. So we respond, Mita Iria? Is this really so? Meaning, is this a good question? Hakadisa Hakadisa. This one's like that, and this one's like that. Meaning, the Reisha is talking about Gezel and Exel, and the Seifa is talking about Machoiv. So you don't have a question on Rav Nachman. Asking, well, Holly Tani Hachi. We didn't learn this in the Braisa. We have a Braisa that tells us very clearly, what's a case of collecting for Shavach HaKais? Harisha Gezel Son Mechaveiroi. A fellow stole a field from his friend, so over here would be Reuven stealing it from Levi, Vareyu Yotzim Tachas Yadai, and it's being taken away from him. Kshu Gaiva, when he collects, Gaiva Zakarim and Chasim Shubadim, Vishavach Gaiva and Chasim Nechairin. That he collects the Karim from Chasim Shubadim, and he collects the Shavach from Chasim Nechairin. Now, hey, Chidami, what exactly is going on in this Braisa? Ilimikitani, if you want to say it's exactly as we taught in the Braisa, that a Gazlan stole a field, and when the field is being taken away from the Gazlan gets reimbursed for it. Well, that doesn't make sense. Gazlan Uman Gavi, who's the Gazlan collecting reimbursement from? So El Lav, it must be that what's the Braisa talking about? Reuven stole a field from his friend Levi, Umar Chala Acher, and he sold it to somebody else, Shimon, Vihishbicha, and Shimon improved the field, and then the field was taken away from Shimon by Levi, and now Shimon's going back to Reuven, the guy that sold him the field, and collecting reimbursement. And what do we see from here? That Shavach is collected. Clearly, not like Reb Nachman. So Amalei responded, Lav Tirutza Kama Teretzes, didn't you already have to explain this Braisa? Meaning, you couldn't just understand it in the simple way of reading it. You had to add in something to make it make sense. So Tartznami, Bal Chayv. Let's explain as well, meaning add in something else, and teach that the Braisa is actually talking about Bal Chayv and not about Gazan and Nigzel, and therefore it's not a question of Rav Nachman. So we're attempts another Raya, Tashma. We have another Braisa that explains this Mishnah. L'Achilas Peres Ketzad. What does that mean that we're collecting for Achilas Peres? So Arisha Gazal Sadam Chaveroi. A fellow stole a field from his friend. So again, we have Reuven stealing a friend from Levi, Rareya Yatsim Tachas Yadai, and it's being taken away from him. Kshu Gaiva, when he collects, Gaiva Sakarim and Chasim Shubadim, he collects the Karen, the base payment from Chasim Shubadim, Upeiris, but for the Peres that were taken away from him, Gaiva Nechasim Nechirin, he takes away only from Nechirin. Now, hey, Chidami, what's the case? Elim Kediktani, if you want to say it's exactly as it was taught, that when the field is being taken away from the Gazlan Reuven, he gets to be reimbursed for that. Well, that doesn't make sense because Gazlan Man Gavi, who's the Gazlan collecting from, it's being taken away from him because he stole it. So El Lavin must be that what's the Braisa talking about? Kagancha Gazal Sadam Chaveroi, the Reuven stole the field from his friend Levi, Umar Chala Acher, and he sold it to somebody else, to Shimon, Vishbicha, and Shimon improved it, and it was taken away from Shimon by Levi. And so we see very clearly that Shimon is allowed to go back to Reuven and collect for the Shavach. So once again, we have a Braisa that's Kalin Alek Rav Nachman. So here we're going to have three different answers. Amar Rava, Rava says, what's his Braisa talking about? Kagancha Gazal Sadam Chaveroi, Malaya Peirais, where he stole the fields from his friend that was already full of fruit, Va'achasa Peirais, and the Gazlan ate the fruit, Va'chafer Babayu Sheikhan Ma'arais, and then to add insult to injury, he dug pits, ditches, and caves, meaning the Gazlan totally ruined the field. So let's say the field was $100 and it had $10 of fruit on it, and not only did the Gazlan eat the $10 worth of fruit, but he also caused $25 worth of damage to the field. So Bandingzal Ligvais Karen, when the Nigzal is coming to collect the Karen, meaning when he's taking his field back, but he still owed another $25 for the damage that was done to the field, so Gavin Chas Meshubadim, he collects that $25 from Chas Meshubadim. Bandingzal Ligvais Peirais, when the Nigzal collects for the $10 of pears that were stolen from him, Gavin Chas Menechirin, he collects from Chas Menechirin. And so we see from here that when we're talking about somebody collecting pears or Shavach, we're not talking about the guy who bought from the Gazlan and the field was taken away from him and he's getting reimbursed from the Gazlan, namely Shimon from Reuven. We're talking about the Nigzal himself, Levi, he's collecting from the Gazlan. So no question of Nachman. Now Rabbi Ravun Amar, he gives a totally different answer. Kigain Tesavan Malaf on top, what are we talking about? Shenotlu Masikin, Masikin, extortionists, they took away the field from the Gazlan. Now the Nigzal is coming to collect from the Gazlan. Bandigzal Likvais Karen, when the Nigzal collects the Karen, Gavin Chasim Shubadim, he collects from Shubadim. Bandigzal Likvais Peiros, when the Nigzal collects for the pears that were on the field, Gavim Nechasim Nechirin, he collects from Nechasim Nechirin. Now we just explain why Rava and Rabbi Rav Huna give different answers. Rava Lamak Rabbi Rav Huna, the reason why Rava doesn't say like Rabbi Rav Huna, because Harehi Yotzim Tachas Yadai Bedina Mashma. When the Braisa says Harehi Yotzim Tachas Yadai that is being taken away from him, it's Mashma that is being taken away from him Midin. And that's only if the field is still by the Gazlan and Bezin is the one that's taking it away from him for the Nigzal. So that's why Rava explained the way he did. Whereas Rabbi Rav Huna Lamak Rava, Rabbi Rav Huna doesn't say like Rava because Harehi Yotzim Tachas Yadai Beina Mashma. When it says it's being taken away from him, it's mashma that it's still in its original state in the same exact way when he stole it. Whereas according to Rava, we're talking about where the Gazlan had totally ruined the field, so it's not be'en. It's not like it originally was, so that's why Rabbi Rav Huna has to give a totally different explanation. Now we have a third way to explain how this Braisa is not a question on Rav Nachman. Rav Ashi, Amar Rashi says, let's talk in Ketani. It's talking about two separate cases or two separate scenarios. Kagan, for example, Reuven stole a field from Levi and was full of fruit, and the Gazlan himself was the one that ate the fruit, and then he sold the field. And then the field was taken away from the buyer by the Nigzal. So Balakech Ligvais Karen, when the Lakech, the buyer, comes to the Gazlan to collect the Karen, Gavim Chasim Shubadim, he collects him Shubadim. But Nigzal, Ligvais Peiros, it's the Nigzal who's collecting the Peiros over here, Gavim Chasim Nechirin, he collects him Chasim Nechirin. So this is the third answer, how the Braisa is not a question on Rav Nachman. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.